Blog Talk Radio.
Well, they build their houses in preparation for the king, and they line the sidewalks with every sort of shiny thing. They will be surprised when they hear him say, take me to the island, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon. Take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon. Afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon, you will have a pardon. Oh, take me to afflicted one, take me.
Shabbat Shalom, Israel, family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I'll remind everyone to grab your study tools as needed, a good Bible or a Bible, one of your choice. Concordance, Bible dictionary, notepad, iPad, pen, pencil, highlighter, all those things that you feel as though you need for a good study. As always, I want to start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to yet another Sabbath day, another day to sup with you, another day to sup with thy son, Yahushua, another day to give praise and give honor to you, O Father, for you have brought us to another opportunity to learn more about your ways and your truth. We thank you, Father, for also bringing us to this fall season and giving us understanding of your word and of this season. May we continue to and understand what our purpose in life is, what our purpose for you is, what our purpose for one another is. Father, we thank you for the health and strength that you've given us. We thank you for the healing and the peace that you've brought to our friends and family. We thank you, Father, for the love that you've shown us through thy son, Yahushua. And we ask of thee, Father, to open our minds to receive the wonders of your word on this Sabbath day. And we thank you, Father, for sitting with us on this day and setting this day apart so you can dwell with your family. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. If you can hear me clearly, just send me a thumbs up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tonight's lesson is going to be interesting. First of all, I'm going to start off, I had a very short week, and throughout this short week, because as we know, the feast started this week off, and this season, the fall season, the end gathering, and things of that nature. But, as we go into this season, may we continue to think and reflect. See, because this particular season or this particular festival is point to the end if we acknowledge it and understand what it's pointing to. We just blew the trumpets earlier this week, ushering the king in. And as we understand, when we usher in the king in, it's for his bridal service. It's for his wedding, coming to get his bride. Do we understand who his bride is? We are his bride, Yisrael, those who have his testimony and those who keep his laws, statutes, and judgments, those who are enduring to the end, those who are trying to be that unblemished virgin. That's what we are, and that's what this season points to. But as we go through this season, there's certain things that we have to do to prepare ourselves for our King. And that's what life is all about, preparing yourself for the King, because the King is going to introduce us to his Father. And that is what we're coming to learn and coming to understand. So in that process, we have to, the name of this particular lesson is going to be about, And the title of this lesson is, To Be Selfish or To Be Selfless? What is your reward? See, because there is a reward when you're selfish, and there is a reward when you're selfless. But like always, and what we've learned over the years, the Father gives us a choice. He gives us a choice. And Yahweh Elohim has instilled given us a choice. And Yahushua also instilled given us a choice. But one of the things that Yahweh Elohim said, he told us to choose life. He told us to choose life. And then Yahushua said to us, I am life. So what was Yahweh Elohim telling us in his scriptures? He was telling us to choose Yahushua. He was telling us that. But how many of us are listening to what thus saith the word? And we know that the word was inspired and passed down from the Father. So, as I said, the title of this lesson is, To Be Selfish or To Be Selfless? What is your reward? So we're going to go into a few scriptures, and then we're going to get into tonight's reading. We're going to read the story of Haggai. It's a very interesting story, but not story, history of humanity. It's a testimony of humanity. It's a life lesson for us to pay attention to. So I'm going to go to, I went to the dictionary, and I looked up the word selfless. And the definition that I wrote down is having no regard to self, devoted to others' welfare or interest, and not one's own. And the opposite of that is being selfish, caring only for self, heuristics of one who cares only or chiefly for his own personal pleasure. So when you look in the mirror, are you selfless or are you selfish? And see, we as humans, we can sit up and we can lie to ourselves day in and day out. But the Father knows. He knows. Yahushua knows. How do we know? Because he lived in the flesh. And he understands the characteristics of the flesh and of humanity. Because one of the things we learned in the testimony of Yahushua is he learned obedience by the things he suffered. And why did he suffer? Because Yahweh Elohim said that the mind of humanity evil continually. So as Yahweh Elohim dwelled in his body, he understood and knew the wickedness of humanity. But Yahushua had to experience it. So I want to start off with a few scriptures. I want to start off in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 reads, By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. For whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, then closes his heart of compassion against him, how does the mighty one's love remain in him? See, coming out in this, you know, we have many believers and many people who have good things or who have wealth or have, and then they come across a brother or even a stranger who is in need. And they proclaiming to be one of his servants and proclaiming to be a believer. And then they close up their heart and walk past them and not assist. Is that being selfless or is that being selfish? Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. And it reads, do nothing out of selfish ambition or empty pride, but in humility consider others more important than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. This is just an example of being selfless. Understanding that everything is not about me. Everything is not about the individual who's thinking it. Because we are supposed to be showing the love of Yahushua that dwells in us. But if the love of Yahushua doesn't dwell in us, then it's easy for us to not care about other people's interests or hardening our hearts. Remember, when we were in that situation. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25, and it reads, a generous soul will prosper, and he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. See, it's just talking about your generosity. If your generosity is there to help and you're not really concerned about your well-being, but you will be refreshed. Why? Because the Spirit of the Most High will continue to give you that, give you what you need so that you can continue to help others. Being just like Yahushua when he dwelled here on earth or dwelled in the flesh. His whole concern was to assist humanity and give humanity an opportunity to meet the Father. See, I recently learned that. And one of the things that, you know, I'm going to constantly remind myself and remind the listening audience is that is the goal. The goal is to meet our Father. Just think about, you know, just bringing it down to another level. You have a child who hasn't met his father, haven't met a parent, just heard about them, never met them. The joy and the opportunity to meet their father, to meet their mother. Even take it here, a person who has, you know, haven't met a family member, and have that opportunity to meet them. That is what the goal is. But the goal is to meet our Heavenly Father. And we have to do what is right. Because our Heavenly Father is pure righteousness. So we have to have that righteousness in us. And that is Yahushua. But we have to practice and live according to the word. Mark chapter 12, verse 31. And this is, you know, people, you know, throw this, you know, bringing this out, you know, many times, you know, in regards to showing love. But, you know, we know this particular scripture, you know, the disciples asked the Messiah, what were the greatest commandments? And this is one of, you know, this is what he said. But let's understand the context in regards to being selfless and being selfish. Mark 12, verse 31. And it reads, the second is like this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandments greater than these. And the first commandment that he was saying is love Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your resources. That's the first command. You know, many people want to jump to this one. But you have to have the love for the Father in order to truly show love to your neighbor. See, because you have to have that relationship with the Father. And that relationship with the Father will trickle down, as they would say, to your interaction with your neighbor. And your neighbor is anyone that you come in contact with. And that is actually pointing to humanity, because that is why the Messiah laid his life down. That is why Yahushua laid his life down, for humanity's sake. From here, we're going to go to Romans chapter 12. And we're going to read verses 9 to 13. And it reads, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil, clinging to that which is good. And love of our brothers, be tenderly affectionate to one another. And honor, prefer one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Master. Rejoice in hope, enduring in troubles, continuing steadfastness in prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, and giving to hospitality. See, when we show in love for one another, we're going to get rid of the evilness, the selfishness, the pride, and we're going to cling to that which is good. Because what are we doing? We're showing of Yahushua. We're showing the character of Yahushua. We're showing the fruit of Yahushua, or the fruit of that spirit. See, because that seed has been planted in us. And as that seed grows, it continues to show different characters of Yahushua. From here, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24, and it reads, let no one seek his own, but each one his neighbor's good. So understand, as believers in this word, testimony of Yahushua is telling us about being good and about assisting others so that they can change within themselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, and it reads, for the love of Yahushua compels us, because we judge thus, that one died for all, therefore all died. He died for all, that those who live should no longer live to themselves, but to him who for their sakes died and rose again. Standing that Yahushua laid his life down for us and rose up again, let us know that we can die to this flesh and rise up in the spirit also and do good for others. For we understand and we know that Yahushua laid his life down and did nothing wrong. Humanity killed him, but not as believers and students of the word. that that was the will of the Father. That was the will of the Father, that he laid his life down for our sake. There's other scriptures that talks about how, you know, he laid his life down while we were yet sinners and that things of that nature. So the point is that he was willing. He humbled himself and died for humanity's sake. And if we do the same thing, humble ourselves and die to this flesh and live after that spirit, then we too will rise up. Because what are we rising up above? We're rising up above the fleshly nature, the carnal nature, our true nature, and working and striving to do right. We're putting in work to be righteous. See, because we don't have to put in work, comes natural. But you have to put in work to get rid of the evil that dwells within you. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And it reads, I have been crucified with Yahushua, and it is no longer I who live, but Yahushua lives in me. That life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of Yah, who loved me and gave himself up for me. See, when we read this scripture, this is scripture supposed to resonate in your spirit, because it's pointing specifically to you, the reader. And you, the reader, supposed to glean from this and decide whether or not you want to be selfish, selfless. So here, we're going to go to Luke chapter 12. I'm going to read verse 15 and then 19 to 21. And this, you know, this is a parable in regards to a rich fool. And it says, verse 15, he said to them, beware, keep yourself, for man's life does not consist of the abundance of things which he possesses. That's verse 15. Then we're going to 19. I will tell my soul, this is the man who, you know, who has the abundance. I will tell my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 20. But the mighty one said to him, you foolish one, tonight your soul is required of you. The things which you have prepared, whose will they be? So it is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward the mighty one. See, this man had riches that the Most High gave him, and he was so selfish with his riches. If you continue to read the parable, it says some more things. But these are the points that, you know, that the Father led me to in regards to being selfish, selfless. See, he was concentrating on himself and himself only. See, because he had these riches, but he wasn't sharing it. He was looking at what he had acquired and saying, man, I don't have to work no longer. I can eat, drink, and be merry. But then the Father let him know, hey, you know what? You ain't even going to be able to enjoy this stuff, because today your soul is required. So from here, we're going to go to Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. And it reads, when you vow a vow to the mighty one, do not defer to pay it. For he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which you vow. It is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay. See, sometimes we as individuals, we run off at our mind and not realizing, hey, the Father hears what you say. Rather be verbal, rather be audible or not audible. He knows your thinking. So when we say we're going to vow something to the Father, we got to pay it or not offer the vow at all, because he gets no pleasure in you being foolish. So now we're going to read a parable in regards to that. We're going to go to Acts chapter 5. I'm going to just read 1 through 5 because we don't have to read the accounts on both people, because we get the gist of it. And it reads, Acts chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being aware of it, then brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? While you kept it, did not it remain your own after it was sold? Wasn't it in your power? How is it that you have conceived this thing in your heart? You haven't lied to men, but to the mighty one. Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and died. See, this is dealing with that vow. See, him being selfish, lying to the Holy Spirit, his reward was death. All because he lied. All because he wasn't honest. All because he was, as the point that was brought out, it was his. It was his. And so that's another point for us to learn. There's no reason to be selfish, because the Father is willing to accept what you're willing to give. Because if we look at it, the Father doesn't gain anything from our fleshly things. He doesn't. He gains from our love for him and wanting to be with him. Then he rejoices. A soul that doesn't want to do wrong any longer. A soul that wants to do right and fights against the adversary or fight against that opponent, because he's been equipped with the knowledge of Yahushua. And he has faith in Yahushua to put up that shield, to quench those fiery darts. And he has that helmet of salvation and that belt of truth and that sword of the word and them foot coverings of the gospel and that breastplate of righteousness. That is that armor that we are given by Yahushua to uphold the truth of the word, to uphold the truth of Yahushua, to show our love and our faith in that word. From here, we're going to go to Romans chapter 2, verse 2. Chapter 2, verse 8 through 10. And it reads, but those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, will be wrath, indignation, oppression, and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. But glory and honor and peace go to every man who does good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with the Mighty One. Standing, there is a reward if you be selfish or if you be selfless. Which reward do you choose for yourself? So from here, we're going to go to Haggai. Give everybody a chance to get to it real quick. You know, just before we get into Haggai, I just want to just give some thought. You know, because, you know, we as individuals, I work for the man, and, you know, throughout the course of this week, you know, I was really having some difficulties. And, you know, throughout the course of the week, you know, I just seen, you know, how as a servant of someone and how they don't care, you know, but I understand in my walk with the Father, you know, and paying attention to, you know, what Yahushua did and trying to have a better relationship with Yahushua. And trying to engrave myself and the word, you know, you see how Father cares. I see how the Father cares for me. I see how Yahushua cares for me. And when you're working for someone who doesn't care for you, it really wears you out. It really bogs you down because you don't feel like you want to do. Serving the Most High and learning about this word, it's just so pleasurable when you have an opportunity to speak his word to people. You know, the first opportunity, you know, when that door cracks open, you know, I'm ready to jump in. You know, I don't go and put this word on people like I used to when I was younger. You know, right now, and I wait till the door cracks open, the window crack open, you know, just like the adversary, he waiting for a crack to jump in there so he can do his thing. You know, I'm doing the same thing. You know, when that door open up and they have been inviting me in, because sometimes that door open up, but it ain't, and you know, you ain't been invited. It's when people invite you and they crack that door open and invite you. And I'm all on it. All on it. Why? Because I want to show the goodness of that word. I want to reveal that goodness of that truth. I want to expose that light of Yahushua to those that are in darkness. Keeping it for myself. You know, and that's one of the things that I've learned over the years. You know, the Father doesn't dispense his word through his prophet to you for you to just be keeping it and writing your notes down and keeping it for yourself. No, he allowing you to have it so that can be in your brain so that you can be that living word, speak that word, speak that truth, and bring people to an understanding. You know, being skilled with that word. See, because once you drop that word on them, then the Father can do what he do, as the brothers have coined. Because once that seed get up in that body, boom, it's going to ignite. It's going to take root. And the Father's going to give these individuals choice. So now we're going to go to Haggai, chapter 1, and it reads, in the second year of Darius, the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of Yah. Came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yehudah, and Yahushua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, thus speak Yahweh of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that Yahweh's house should be built. Stop here for a minute. So this is when, you know, Israel came out of captivity. And they're talking and saying that, you know, and they need to, you know, build the temple. And these people are saying that the time to build Yahweh's house is not right now. It's not a good time. Then came the word of Yahweh by Haggai, prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your cell's house, field house? Field houses and this house lie waste. So now the prophet is asking them, hey, you covering your houses, you taking care of your stuff, but yet you're not trying to take care of the house of the Most High. Now therefore, thus saith Yahweh a host, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but you have not enough. Ye drink, but you are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will glorify, saith Yahweh. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith Yahweh of hosts? Because of my house that is waste, and ye run every man into his own house, into his own house. Therefore, the heavens are over you, is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountain, and upon the corn, and upon the wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which groweth, the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all labors of the hands. And Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yahushua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnants of the people, obeyed the voice of Yahweh, their Elohim, and the words of Haggai, the prophet, as Yahweh, their Elohim, has sent him. And the people did fear before Yahweh. Then spake Haggai, Yahweh's messenger, and Yahweh's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, thus saith Yahweh. And Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Yehuda, and the spirit of Yahushua, the son of Jehoshadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of Yahweh of hosts, their Elohim, in the fourth and 20th day of the sixth month in the second year of Darius. In the seventh month, in the 20th day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yehuda, and to Yahushua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing. Yet now the strong, O Zerubbabel, saith Yahweh, and be strong, O Yahushua, son of Jehoshaphat, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith Yahweh, and work, for I am with you, saith Yahweh of hosts, according to the word that I covenant with you when ye came out of Egypt. So my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. For thus saith Yahweh of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desires of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith Yahweh of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith Yahweh of hosts. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, saith Yahweh of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith Yahweh of hosts. In the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet, saying, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, if one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or pottage or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, no. Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touches any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Then Haggai answered and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith Yahweh. And so in every work of their hand, and that which they offered, there is unclean. And now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of Yahweh, since those days were when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the trespass for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with a blast and with mildew and hail and all the labors of your hand, yet ye turned not to me, saith Yahweh. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of Yahweh's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree hath not brought forth, from this day will I press you. And again, the word of Yahweh came unto Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Yehuda, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the thrones of the kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, saith Yahweh of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, and the son of Shealtiel, Yahweh, and I will make thee signet, for I have chosen thee, saith Yahweh of hosts. And that ends Haggai. So from here, you know, as we know, we read about Haggai and building the temple, and he had and people that was willing to build. Willing to build. And that's what it's about. It's about being willing to build that temple. But now we're going to go to, from here we're going to go to, oh man, my fault, technology. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Standing, selfishness, and being selfless. And it reads, know ye not that ye are the temple of Yah, and that the Spirit of Yah dwells in you. If any man defiles the temple of Yah, him shall Yah destroy. For the temple of Yah is holy. Ye are. So understanding this, family, friends, and listening audience, see, the Father has chosen us. Yahushua has spoken to us. Yahweh Elohim speaks to us. Yahushua clearly stated, I have chosen you. You haven't chosen me. So we have been chosen to house the Spirit of Yahushua so that Yahushua can shine that light in this day and time. But if you don't wish to share that light, then you will be destroyed. Because you are defiling yourself. Because the Most High said that he's making a temple of lively stones. And he's utilizing these stones to house his Spirit, to build up his house. See, we are the temple. And if you don't acknowledge yourself as being a temple for Yah, being chosen, hand-picked, then you will be destroyed with all other things that don't give acknowledge and do the will of the Father, who don't follow the example of his Son. From here, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to 21. And it reads, now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of Yah, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Yahushua himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the buildings fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in Yah. Do we understand, family, friends, and listening audience? You know what? I'm going to go ahead and read verse 22, start all over, starting at 19 again. And I'm going to just read down to 22. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of Yah. See, because at one time we were strangers. Many of us didn't grow up in the ways of the Most High. We have come to this way of life. We have come to this understanding of the truth of the Word, or the truth of Yahushua. So now we're no longer considered strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, and Yahushua himself being the chief cornerstone. See, that's how we became fellow citizens. because we took on the ways of the apostles and the prophets and Yahushua. We learned, stood these things. Why? Because he gave ear. He gave us ear to hear because he chose us to be a part of this temple in whom all the buildings fitly framed together groweth into the a holy temple. And Elohim, and whom ye are also built together for hope, for habitation, for Yah, through the Spirit. What Spirit do we have? We have the Spirit of Yahushua. We have the Spirit of Yahushua. So family, we have to continue to build, continue to purge ourselves of the selfish desires that we have within ourselves so that we can be like Yahushua, housing that spirit of him. Because as that fire builds in us, that fire gets rid of those tares that are within us. See, as the parable say, a sower went out to sow. See? And then somewhere in the night, someone came and threw out other seeds. And as we learn, boom, they let the Father allows them to grow together. So we have this good and evil that dwells within us. And they're growing together. They're growing together. But as we side with the good, evil begins to die away. The evil begins to be getting rid of. It goes out in the waste. Because the more we stay firm in his word, the more we hear what Yahushua is saying. As he said in his word, he who has an ear, let him hear. We've learned, incline your ear to hear. I mean, you got to put forth effort to want to hear. You got to put forth effort to want to put in work. You have to believe in Yahweh and then put up your shield. And then the adversary will resist. Not resist. He will flee because you're resisting him. You're standing up to him. Because it's that power of Yahushua that dwells within you that's giving you the fortitude. And see, and that's what we have to realize. We have to give acknowledgement where it's meant to be. We have no power. We have no strength. We have no wealth. All the things that we have is being given to us. And he wants us to be good stewards over the things that he gives us. Rather it be mental, rather it be physical, rather it be emotional. It is he who gives those things to us, so that we can master them and use them for his purpose. So family and friends, I'm going to conclude this lesson for today. And I just ask of you all to just consider being a house for the spirit of Yahushua. Because you don't want him to leave you. You don't want him not to represent you. Because the opponent is always coming. He's always coming. we need his help. So it's okay to cry out for assistance, for help. Because he has put friends and family in front of you, near you. As he say, he's a mighty one close at hand. And we as friends and family and brothers, as our AT&T. It was Bell Atlantic back in the day said, you know, reach out and touch. You know, you're just a phone call away. So it's okay to call a friend. It's okay to call a family member to help you. Okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together on the Sabbath day to give you honor and give you praise through thy Son, Yahushua. Our Lord, our Savior and Redeemer, and soon coming King. For it's through his spilled blood that we have been given an opportunity to meet with you. We've been given the opportunity to change our ways. Yahushua has given us an example of what to do. Yahweh Elohim has shown us what to say. Father, as we come before thee on the Sabbath day, we ask of thee to continue to show us your love, your care, your long-suffering. And may we continue to show the same care and love that you give us to those on whom we come in contact with. May we continue to demonstrate your fruit of your spirit. May we continue to wear the full armor of Yahushua. And may we continue to be honest with you and our friends and family. May we not deceive one another. But we can't deceive you. But we can deceive our brothers and sisters. So, Father, we ask of thee to continue to help us not to be deceitful to our friends and family. May we not be selfish, but be more selfless. Helping one another through these obstacles of life. For our goal is the same, and that is to meet with you. As we enjoy this feast and preparing for the wedding feast, we ask of thee, O Father, to continue to strengthen us. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his peace to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Shabbat shalom, Israel, friends and family and listening audience. May you all have a peaceful slumber. Shabbat shalom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lord, I thank you for forgiving me over and over again. Yeah, I'm calling on you, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I'm down on my knees. Say, call on you no matter the hour.
No matter the hour.
Lord, I'm in been messing up, done lost my house, done lost my job. Why walking out? These church folks say they my friends, but I'm all they talk about. I've been doing wrong, I'm so sorry. Lord, please forgive me. We confess to him, he'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your son will wash me from my sins. Clean this house from the inside out. Restore me. Take away my business doing it, no church or no Bible study, ain't been in my word. Now I know better than this, can't live my life in sin. We confess to him, he'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your son will wash me from my sins. Clean this house.
The best cleaner alive. Every now and then we all go through a little strife. But if you let him, he will change your life. Now I can hear you saying that life's been rough. Oh yeah, you've been going through a whole lot of stuff. God specializes in the impossible. Just trust and believe. His grace is more than enough.
I'm chosen.
many times, so many times I wonder why. Like, why did you choose me? Why would you care about my eyes? And now I know that you love me. And I'm sure that I know that you know me. Out of the many others you saw me, you called me, you chose me.
Covered my shame, and I will never be the same.